Name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, we are celebrating the holiday of all of the holy fathers and mothers, all those who were monks and nuns, and those who lived in deserts and caves, and those who have totally abandoned the care of their body and cared for their soul most of all, and of course that they had the love for the Lord, which is more than the love for anything at all, including their own body. They have kept the fasting laws, and not like us. They have, most of them, ate only once a day, and it would be only after the sun goes down. And what kind of food did they have? Bread and water, and that was it. Very few of them may have had a little piece of land where they would cultivate it and have some vegetables, and they only would eat it raw. They would never have anything cooked, and they would never drink any wine, or they would only have, the food would be only what they could find in nature. And most of all, it would be bread. Some of them would eat only once a week. Some of them kept the fasting as the Lord did, 40 days for the great Lent and other times. This is a kind of ascetic they were, because they were thinking only about their soul and how to live in such a way as to be always close to the Lord. And they ran away from all kinds of excitement and everything that this world may have to offer, so that they will not be going away, even in their mind, from the Lord, and of course in their heart. They always wanted to be with the Lord. They loved Him so much, and they love us. They always prayed for us, and they are still praying for us, of course, in the kingdom of heaven. And they're praying that the Lord will give us the strength to be able to keep properly the great Lent, so that we'll be able to truly be cleansed in our heart from all the things that are not pleasing to the Lord, so that we'll be able to rejoice fully when we hear the first time that in a church already after the great Lent, when we will hear the first time of saying Christ is risen, and we will have such a joy that we have never felt. If we struggle, if we try to imitate at least to one little drop of how the holy saints, the fathers and mothers, have done, of those who we are commemorating today, my beloved, let's try to remember that the most important thing is in this life is to purify our heart and make sure that we have love for the Lord above everything else, and that we love our soul and want its salvation, and that we love our brothers and sisters and everybody in the world, so that we will pray for them, so that God will open the road for them and the gates to the paradise. Amen. God bless you.